the Naked Vibe Show. Are you ready to get naked?
I'm Kimberly Kane, and you're listening to The Naked Vibe Show, where you'll hear conversations with artists, musicians, healers, lovemakers, world shakers of all kinds, and get some great ideas for tuning your own creativity and intuition so that you can use them in very practical ways to live a life of excellence and joy and purpose. Today's show is sponsored by Rocket University, where you'll find rhythmic movement meditations that can create subtle yet powerful shifts in your energy. This is an audio download of 9 meditations using drum rhythms that take you on a journey from a slow, deep groove that creates a peaceful strength, reducing stress and connecting you to your powerful primal senses, to a high energy rhythm that gets your juices flowing so you can use that strength to experience greater vitality, courage, drive, and passion in every area of your life. You'll find a link for these rhythmic movement meditations in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. Also, be sure to get your free download of the Instant Ignition Worksheet in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. It's got some exercises and other tidbits to help you reduce stress immediately in any circumstance and create more energy and vitality. I've been told by several guys who've used it that it really stirred up that inner fire. That's pretty cool. Just enter your email for the download and you'll get immediate access.
Are you ready to get naked?
Today's show is an archive of a radio show that I did previously, a conversation with one of my favorite people and musicians, and I'm going to introduce you to him first with a song. You'll hear the story of how this song came to be in our upcoming conversation, and you can find a link for it in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. This is called Him, written and performed by Reginald Ruffer.
Think the Lord would mind my nakedness, my bump and grind. The pleasures of my body are as faith and hope and charity combined. Breathe deep, the scent of musk and sweat. My body isn't yours, and yet I will give you all that God can give. Give you all that God can give. If you will ever, you will soon forget. And the will of our fathers is withered in the sun, and the songs of our mothers, the daughters know none. Is this dance I do alone, alone, alone? The serpent on my back is due with some sons and pirouettes. No, it isn't after you. It only wants what nature gets. The need of sleep, a dream, and not a knowledge of all else that crawls. That breathes, it frets, it breaks, forgets, that given Eden hungers falls. And in another sense, I see the serpent rising up for me. The coming of the unity of truth and femininity. And the trimmings of my trail wrapped around your neck or on the floor. But if you think you've seen it all, there's more, my brother, so much more. the songs of our mothers and daughters, no, no. To them all, is this dance I do alone? And my hymn to them all, is this dance I do alone? Oh, my hymn to them all, is my dance I do alone, 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 alone.
I'm so excited to have my friend Reggie Roofer with me here today. Reggie is a songwriter, musician, and performer extraordinaire, and in my opinion, a Renaissance man who performs with so much passion that he can light a room on fire. So a man certainly not afraid of his own feminine energies, his creative muse, if you will. I just played a song that is called Hymn, H-Y-M-N, and Reggie actually wrote this song for the Heaven the Novel project. So we're going to talk about that. I want to welcome Reggie. Hey.
Welcoming, being welcomed. Thank you.
I love having you here. We've collaborated on a few things over the last few years.
Mm-hmm, we have, and it's fun.
It is
you
fun.
You give me an idea, and I run with it. It's nice to have an idea to start with, as opposed to struggling, me trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to sing about today.
Of course, I'm always throwing you an idea that I'm sure first you go, what?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I'll work on that. Well, I played the song Hymn, mm-hmm. going out of the last hour, and what was so amazing is that I went to Reggie a few years ago, and I told him about this project that I was writing, this novel called Heaven, and I gave him an idea of, you know, I said, this is about this this stripper named Eve, and she talks about God and her connection to God, so it's about this nature of God as seen through her eyes, and I need a song that's spiritual and sexy, and I think you're the guy who can write it for me, and Reggie said, okay, well, I'll give that some thought. And when he came back to me, I was absolutely amazed. It could not have been more perfect. So I want to talk a little bit about how you got there, what your process was, or what hit you that brought that song about.
Well, let's see. You gave me the ideas. I was particularly struck by the fact that we're dealing with a stripper with religious issues. And I've always been a bit of an exhibitionist myself.
Yes, you have.
not afraid to show off. And I've always had religious issues. So really, it was not all that far-fetched for me to write something. The only thing I had to get into was the mindset of a woman, which obviously it's difficult. But not impossible.
Oh, you did it.
But what I thought was to pretend that I just try to pretend I was on stage doing that, performing an exotic dance.
Mm-hmm.
And with my various accoutrements, I threw a boa in there, you know, the tattoos undulating.
Did you wear your boa when you wrote the song?
I did not wear the boa. I may have just been in my underwear, actually, in my man cave. But it was fun because that's a great perspective to write from rather than the usual perspective, mm-hmm. which is a issue of the day or, it's fun to be given an assignment, really. I like that. Matter of fact, you should do it regularly.
Listen, I'll take you up on that because I've got enough project ideas to last for the rest of my life and yours.
I'm in. I'm not always real impressed with some of my ideas, and I tend to get preachy in my – not preachy in a religious way, but just, hey, guys, you ought to try this. You ought to not worry so much. You know, don't worry, be happy sort of mentality.
Well, you're very passionate about what you do, and that was the reason I just knew intuitively that – you were the right person to do that song. I could
I could never have dreamed that it would have come out as perfectly as it did, but it captured exactly the same feel and mood that I was conveying in the book. So it told me a lot about how that thing that I was writing was not about me. It's a universal energy, because as I spoke it to someone else, then you could convey that same thing in through your particular personality and artistry. So you certainly called up your muse with that, so to speak.
Well, I certainly was no stranger to sexual repression. Growing up a very devout Methodist, and my poor first wife struggled with that aspect of my character, where she was more free and easy with her sexuality in terms of just being a sexual person, not not floozy. I didn't mean it that way, but you know, not free and easy. Like, hey guys, come on,
come on
but,
over.
But you know, she was just in touch with her sexuality, and I was always afraid of it. And so it was not a I could really relate. Even not necessarily that's what Eve was necessarily struggling with, but in a sense, she was dealing with the outside forces.
Yeah, when she's, you know, she's a lot, she's dealing with being in a strip club, being surrounded by people who are dealing with those issues in whatever way. So those issues come to her in so many different forms. And with you, what's interesting is that you say that you struggled with those issues in some areas, but it's obvious that you channel that, though, that energy through your artistry and through your music, because on stage, you're one of the most dynamic, sexual, if you will, performers that I've seen. You know, it brings to mind, Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots, you know, and, you know, Prince, and those artists that just have that sexual passion that it doesn't matter what they're doing, it's going to come out. That's what they're designed to do. And that's what you do. I'm telling you, if you ever get a chance to see Reggie perform, you must do so, because it's not just about the guitar and the vocal. It's about watching you and you channel that passion.
Well, hopefully I've evolved from my early days of mere crotch grabbing. And that was not so much a sexual gesture as it was some sort of attempt to, just something to grab onto, really.
And hold on to myself.
I've got to hold on to something, because otherwise I'm going to flip off the stage.
I love it. Well, Reggie has brought instruments with him today, which I'm excited about. You want to play something for us live?
Why, sure.
I would love that.
Let's see. Here's one. Well, this is topical, and I think you requested it here. See if I can get through it. It's off the Tierra del Gato record by Ho Chi Minh, my little rock quartet. With a good level. We knew our love like we knew our way home. We found our shining stone beneath the ocean foam. Honed it to a point, drove it deep inside. We had so much to show, more than we had to hide. We tore around the corners like a second grade kid. When up jumped something that was carefully hid, carefully hid. Well, I thought it was something that was carefully hid. Brush with religion, put a goose in your step and a brand new flame in your heart. Brush with religion, we were almost home, and now you want a new start. And now our love's like a secondhand dress that you look so lovely in when we would caress. Now it hangs limp, impressed and unclean. I can't run away with you to worship your king. We tore around the corners like a second grade kid. When up jumped something that was carefully hid, carefully hid. Well, the genie left the bottle and I can't find the lid. Clutch at the beer, oh hell. Brush with religion, put a goose in your step and a brand new flame in your heart. Brush with religion, we were almost home, and now you want a new start. Brush with religion, we were almost home, and now you want a new start.
star. Watch it, the vision, making revision. Now you're evangel instead of an angel. I'm sick with empiricals, you're sticking to miracles. I'm stricken with doubt, which love will win out? Which love will win now? Which love will win out? Brush with religion, put a goose in your step and a brand new flame in your heart. Brush with religion, we were almost home and now you want a new start. Brush with religion, put a goose in your step and a brand new flame in your heart. Brush with religion, we were almost home and now you want a new start. Want a new start.
Yes, that is Reggie Roofer.
Yay.
And Brush with Religion.
Fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you.
So that is off the Tierra del Gato CD, right?
Correct.
Okay. You'll find a link for the song and album on nakedvibes.com. So Ho Chi Minh, okay, that's H-O-C-H-I. M-E-N, right?
Yeah, Ho Chi Minh. Not M-I-N-H. What's the difference?
Yes, men. They are men. And Chad, your brother, is in Ho Chi Minh with you, correct?
Correct.
And Chad is an amazing guitar player. I had the incredible pleasure of working with both Reggie and Chad when Kelly and I did Kelly's Christmas or holiday show last December. Reggie's been performing with us for several years, but Chad joined us and we had a ball.
It was fun. And I tell you, I was so proud of Chad. You know, he just kind of got thrown into something he'd never done before. And
oh.
He handled it well. But my favorite part of the night was the four of us, your sister and my brother and my, doing the little...
did our mamas and papas thing.
Did our brothers and sisters
the
thing.
The brothers and sisters. Yeah, we did.
With, what was the song?
Oh, we did an amazing... Noël Nouvelle. Oh, yeah. It was an amazing... And you chose that, right?
Well, I've always wanted to do that song at Christmas, but none of the family know how to sing it.
Oh, it was incredible. It was so much fun.
Them French have a different word for everything.
Yes,
I don't understand
do.
It.
Yeah. So we had to learn French. And then we had to stand up there and do this a cappella, but it was challenging and it was beautiful and wonderful. And I know you have a very broad range of musical influences and musical perspectives. And I know that some of that comes from your formal training. And now you have a degree in music from SMU, right?
I don't quite have the degree.
He is so close. He has an honorable degree.
I got like 136 hours of college credit and no degree.
Well,
but I was trying to be a rock star in 1989-90, and that's when I kind of left my senior year in college, which was insane now that I think about it. But at the time, it made perfect sense.
Sure. Well, that was that when you were with Spot and
signed
to Interscope?
Then.
Oh, with Mildred.
A band called Mildred.
Okay.
And we were kind of a five-piece... XTC based, you know, XTC inspired, everything but the kitchen sink kind of rock and roll.
Right.
With very much with lyrics pertaining to my experience as a Christian.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to the point that a lot of people thought we were a Christian band, which really wasn't the case. I was the only one that had any problems, issues, whatever you want to call it, a relationship with Jesus.
It's your influence. It's your background, and you can't remove that from who you are as a person and an artist. And I know I went through that same experience with people thinking at one point that Kelly and I were a Christian band, although what we were singing about were just the concepts of our lives and love and how you put that out in a conscious way. And so a lot of people equate that with, oh, they must be Christians, which you know, that's how I was brought up. And mm-hmm. so that is a part of me. And as I've matured, then I've expanded that into being about more than a religion. Mm-hmm. And I believe just from knowing you and listening to your music that it is very expansive and that you do explore and kind of tumble these things over. And I think what is great about music that does that is that it helps other people connect with something that they may be dealing with, but they don't know how to bring it to the surface. And that's what music does a lot of times, I think, for us.
Well, never found much. Of course, great pop songs have been written about boy meets girl, boy wants girl, boy loses girl, and all that. And that's fun. But I don't... how many times have I used the word fun in this show?
We're having fun, though. It's all about fun.
But I was always going to write about, you know, the issues of the day, which was always me falling short of a perfection that I thought I was supposed to be living. And watching it happen all around me as well. Now I'm not at that point anymore. I feel like I am perfect.
Well, you are.
And it's just a matter of being aware of how perfect I really am.
But yeah, it's
tongue and, firmly planted in cheek.
And you know what, though? What's great about that is, yes, tongue in cheek, and yes, it's funny, but really, it's also true.
I mean,
you're perfectly who you are. This is what we came here to do. And that means mistakes and flaws and everything. You're mm-hmm. perfectly human. And recognizing that really creates so much freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I know when we were recording, I said I would talk about this later. At the top of the first hour, I played a song called Exposed by the fictitious band Triple X that mm-hmm. came out of the novel Heaven. This fictitious band, while it was never originally intended to be a real song, it was just a few lyrics in the novel. By the time I started recording the CD, I thought, wow, this needs to be a real song. Once again, I shall call on the talents of my friend Reggie Roofer, because mm-hmm. I knew you'd be able to tap into this again. And so we started writing Exposed. And so then Reggie added some lyrics and I added some chords, and this thing just started shaping and fashioning and becoming something
very collaborative.
Very collaborative. And we sort of had a loose idea, but not knowing exactly where we were going. And we tried this and that. And I remember at one point you said, I believe you said to me, you know, I've decided that mistakes and these things that we do that we hear so blatantly that nobody else is hearing like that. You said, I've come to realize this is just people making music.
Mm-hmm.
It's just humans making music.
And I always have gotten off on more imperfections in music than anything. The slightly out of tune guitar, the voice that cracks, the dropped words. I don't know. I feel like someone's really going for it.
Yeah.
They're not, perfection's nice. And of course, we want to hear perfection when we go to the symphony to some degree. But you also want to hear the interplay, the give and take that a single conductor can do with a piece. So it's not exactly going to be perfect like the composer wrote it.
Right.
But the same thing with pop songs. You don't expect to play it exactly the same every time. Like, what was the band that used to just come out and do just like the record every time? I think the Cars were guilty of that. And there was no, you don't get any passion out of that. It becomes mm-hmm. work. It becomes craft instead of art.
Exactly.
And I think that art has to stretch a little bit. Does Van Gogh think his various works are, well, he doesn't think anything at the moment unless he's been reincarnated into a lily or something. But does he think that his work was perfect? No, probably not.
Well, right. And,
sorry,
and,
not.
And he's a great example because, you know, his work definitely was about evoking those deeper, darker energies mm-hmm. that people like to keep hidden because it's not so nice. Mm-hmm. That's not the nice part of us to show that. But I think that is really what art is intended to do, is to bring up those energies that people may not want to deal with on a surface level, that they may not be able to deal with on a surface level. But when they connect to it in a piece of art or in a piece of music, they don't have to intellectualize it.
Mm-hmm.
They can understand that thing that seems so strange or flawed within them is reflected back to them from someone they really respect, a musician or a painter, and then they can feel more connected.
Well, that's all about building connections, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's why we speak, it's why we sing.
Right.
And we don't always do it in the way that is textbook.
No.
Or the way that is approved by the masses, the Disney mindset, or, you know,
I'd say we most
the Nashville
often
mindset,
don't.
Where yeah. every song comes out sounding like it was made out of a cookie cutter.
Right.
So I think I'll play Exposed right here. This is the song that Reggie and I wrote for the Heaven the Novel CD that comes with the book, and recorded it as the fictitious band Triple X. Was Exposed, and you can only find it on the CD that comes with the novel Heaven. And there's a link for that in the show notes on nakedvibes.com.
So, where did I go? I've lost my train of thought.
Well, you know,
I just fell off the train.
You were talking a minute ago about that imperfection and then trying to achieve this perfection in what we do. And sure, especially when we go on stage, we want to do this great performance for people and we want to know our lyrics and know the chords and all those things. But one of the things that I find really interesting, and anytime I talk with artist friends about it, we all experience the same things where we do a demo and the demo is just so sweet. It's just so perfect because it's got those things in it, like you were talking about, where the voice cracks or where you went to the wrong chord, but it turned out to be the right chord.
That's always my favorite moment.
Oh, yeah. You go, whoa, what just happened there?
I just rewrote the song. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
And for the better.
And it's funny because then we do these demos and then we go in to record the real thing, right? And and we've got it really polished by then. And so often, I know it's happened to me and I hear more and more people talk about it that they go, well, it's not as good as the demo was, but hey, it's turned out to be a great recording.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for example, the hymn that we just played, that's a demo.
Yes.
And then I re-recorded it on the Tierra Delgado record. It's not completely different, but it's got violin in it. Mm-hmm. It's got harmonies in it. Just a different interpretation. And they both work.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a charm to the demo.
Definitely.
That I'd forgotten all about until you played it for me.
Well, it's so funny. And I'm glad you brought that up because this demo version, at least as of right now, the only place you can get that is on the Heaven CD that comes with the novel. And you can find that at nakedvibes.com, where you'll also find a link for the rest of Reggie's music. But when Reggie originally sent me the demo and I fell in love with it, he later recorded it again on the Tierra Delgado CD. And you're right. It's an incredible version. And I had to listen a lot to determine which version I wanted. Mm-hmm. But for the purposes of the novel, the demo version, which we've called Him, whereas the Tierra Delgado version is called Him to Them All. But, Him has this raw sexuality to it.
It's a lot more vulnerable.
Yes, it is.
The Tierra Delgado version is a little more polished.
Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
And it's nice, but yeah, I'll tell you what, it's not a toss-up. I think I like the demo better.
Do you really? Well, it's so funny because Joey Lomas, who played drums on that and recorded that for you, he had forgotten about it too. And when I played it for him, he said, wait a second, I remember this now. I like that version better as well. So it worked out.
And he engineered and helped me produce both of those.
Yeah.
So, you know, we both kind of lost side of the demo and did this other thing. And either way, we came out with two very nice versions of the same song.
You know, the Hymn to Them All version, it starts with this incredible violin. And Reggie is a very accomplished violinist and fiddle player, if you will, because he tours with Charlie Pride as well and is really a first call violinist on a lot of sessions. So a lot of artists use you for that particular artistry and skill. Including myself and my sister, and I would love it. Would you play something for us on violin today?
I found one here. This violin is not mine. It's courtesy of J. Rury Violin Shop, or Rury Violin Shop in Richardson. I just stopped by there about an hour ago and said, hey, you guys got a fiddle I can borrow?
I love
it. I'm about to go on the internet.
I love it.
Oh, I haven't played this thing before, so we'll see what I can come out with.
But yeah.
You know what? I'll just play a little bit of Hymn to Them All as well.
Do that.
Kind of how I started it on the Tierra Delgado and just see where it goes from there.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
That was
beautiful. That was amazing.
Gave it a shot.
He gave it a shot. Yeah. There's something so deep and rich about the violin.
Mm-hmm.
And watching you play it, I see you go into that place that is, that's what I call the zone.
Yeah, I kind of didn't know where I was for a few minutes there. I just was totally into playing, which is, it's not something I try to do. It just happens.
Exactly. Talk about that a little bit, like exactly what happens when you start, and talk about the way that feels a little bit as you lose your ego self and let that flow come through you. If you can even put it in words.
Think. The only thought that kept recurring to me while I was playing was, is anyone recognizing the melody when they hear me caterwauling like this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just go back to playing, and then it would crop up again. Well, maybe I should hit the melody a little bit, but okay. But for the most part, I was just playing. So I don't know how to describe it. It's just...
Well, it's kind of interesting how... And when you're performing like that, you do kind of go in and out of that intellectual spot. And if you stay there, you lose it. It doesn't translate to people, you know? So it's like if you go into that place, and I know there are times when I've been performing that somehow I couldn't get into the zone for whatever reason. There might have been technical issues or just whatever's going on. And so you're thinking, and you just think, I never connected with that song. So it's only when you lose that intellectual piece, lose your mind, so to speak.
Lose your mind, exactly.
And just let your body completely connect to the spirit, and it just takes over.
Well, that's where you have to be careful when you're teaching other people, young people starting out, that it's not just going to come. You really have to put in the hours to get comfortable. I'm comfortable enough on a fiddle that I can pick it up, and I don't have to think about what my fingers are doing, what my bow is doing. It's all just being guided by inner melody and the things I know I can do, I just do, and I rattle off. I don't have to think about it.
Right.
And when you got to be careful. Oh, as long as you're passionate, as long as you know, you do have to put some work in, and it's about not about being perfect. It's just about putting the hours in to get comfortable enough where you don't have to think about what you're doing. The less you think, the more freely you'll play.
Right.
Because if your brain gets involved, all it wants to do is drag things down. It's just like love. If you're making love to someone and you start thinking about, oh, I need to be doing this, or I need to be doing that, or she's not getting into it, like, I, you know, maybe I need to try this. You're not
loving
it.
It gets worse and worse.
It's a technical exercise, and then you lose certain things that might enable you to be a better lover.
Absolutely.
Perhaps.
Yeah, no, that's a perfect analogy. Let's come back to that.
In other words, don't think, just screw.
Yeah. And with that, we'll be right back on the Naked Vibes Hour with Kimberly Kane and Reggie Roofer. This episode of the Naked Vibes Show is sponsored by Rocket University, where you'll find rhythmic movement meditations. We all know that music has the power to move us emotionally. What is now a proven scientific fact is that music does much more for us than that. It is scientifically proven to provide health benefits in so many ways, from mental health to physical health, emotional health, spiritual health. And when we use it intentionally for these purposes, it can be a very powerful force in creating more vitality, joy, peace, and just a general sense of goodness and adventure in our lives that may have been missing before. Or maybe we just need a bump, need some help. Music can do that, but we have to use it intentionally. Rhythmic movement meditations are designed to take you on a journey from a deep, slow groove to a very active, more moving drumming pattern. And when you use this as a meditational tool, it can really empower you from the inside out. I can't guarantee that you'll get a new job or a new relationship, but that's what I've seen with some people. And what I can say is that the meditations will move you, because that's what music does. And that movement can create a shift in your thinking and in the way you feel to give you more joy and vitality in your life. And you never know what you can achieve and how far you can go and how much better you can feel when you intentionally use tools
to create more energy. There's a great video where an attorney talks about what these rhythmic movement meditations did for him when he used them. It's pretty powerful. I have a link for you in the show notes on nakedvibes.com so you can see that video. Download those movement meditations. Let me know how they work for you.
Are you ready to get naked?
Back with Kimberly Kane. I'm here with my friend and amazing musician performer Reggie Roofer today, and he's been playing for us live, and we've been talking about passion and music, sexuality, and all kinds of things, and it's always fun to have you around.
Thank you. It's fun to be passionate and musical.
No doubt.
Oh,
So we were talking about what you might want to play for us next, and you've got you're working on a new CD right now, right?
Yes, sort of. Yes.
Loosely.
Okay. It's a work in progress. It may take a year, but yeah. I've got a fistful of songs, and I've got three that are all in the can, sort of, that they need, you know, some work. But we went over to Crystal Clear and recorded some songs. And
good.
I got a good little band. We just can't get them all together because everybody's a working musician. And
yes.
So it gets tricky. But
I'm looking forward to it because you've had a lot of music out there and a lot of followers. And what we haven't mentioned is we've talked about Mildred and now the Ho Chi Minh, and Reggie tours with Charlie Pride. Reggie also had a band called Spot that was signed to Interscope for a while.
Briefly.
And had some amazing songs on the Spot album, which I listen to still regularly.
Good for you.
I absolutely, not only, if you can't tell, not only is Reggie my friend, but I am a huge, huge fan.
Not only does she own the franchise, she uses the product.
Absolutely. Any chance I can get.
That's great. Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. So we have a few songs queued up that we can do and also have you here live. Would you like to play one of the recorded songs that we have?
Yeah, I think Good Fences would be a nice choice.
Okay.
Do you have that one handy?
I do have it.
That's
handy.
A song written, yet another one written from a female perspective, in which I was at a bar at a gig, and I was talking to a girl that I hadn't seen in a while, and she'd gotten married, moved out to the country. And it didn't work out. She comes back. She tells me her sob story, and I write a song called "Good Fences."
That's what you have to watch out for when you're talking to songwriters.
Exactly.
It may come into a song next. So here is "Good Fences" from the Ho Chi Minh.
It's been a while since you said please. The thought of you just makes me freeze. And here I am stuck in this country town. The stock I bought in you goes down, down. Lingerie for your best friend, a little kickback for the days you make me spend here all alone inside this dusty farmhouse. My love is starving like a Baptist church mouse. I had a chance, I had a choice. Grew tired of waiting on divine voice. Now I'm atoning yet again. My unoriginal, my unoriginal. Sure, I think of getting out of here, but then I have this paralyzing fear, and so I stand by what I said. I'm hoping soon you will be dead. I'm hoping soon you will be dead. I'm hoping soon you will be dead. Yeah.
That was the Ho Chi Minh, You Bum Ya. Tell us a little bit about that song.
Well, that is pretty much one of those songs of me preaching to myself to not get all, to pull my head out of my ass, basically. What's the matter with you, you bum ya?
I love it.
I love the lyrics. I think it's really cool. Oh. Idle hands caress each other, lose themselves in some sweet sensation. Boredom yawns and coughs and stretches. Making plans to eat your heart out.
You're quite the lyricist.
Have you ever had a passion? Laugh at yourself. Try to find it. That's basically the message of the song.
Yeah, which is a great message. I don't know. Sometimes when those of us who put really deep messages into our artwork, as both of us do, you know, a lot of times it's like you were talking about preaching before. It's what I always want people to know is I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to remind my own self of these things too. And hopefully in doing it out loud, it will help others connect to that and go, yeah, you know.
That's definitely a soliloquy. I mean, I'm definitely talking to myself in that song. That's the thing. People get all bummed out and wrapped around their problems.
Yeah.
And they're just not in a great place. And nothing's working out like they want it. I'm thinking, perfect. This is exactly where you need to be. This is where you say, okay, so this is where my life has gotten to me at this point. This is exactly the lesson I need to learn. So how do you fix it? You stop worrying, number one,
number one.
Do what you can, and you just go out there and find passion.
Exactly.
Get passionate about something other than your own morose self-pity.
Kind of get yourself out of the
way. People are more passionate about their self-pity than they are about something positive.
There's no question. And that is, as long as you identify with that problem, that's what you are, and that's what you got.
You'll be the problem.
And it really, I know sometimes when I talk about this, I know people can say, oh yeah, sure, it's simple for you to say that. But really, it is just that simple to say, you know what, right now, I'm going to be different from that. I'm just going to shift that and look at it in a whole different way. Now, you may not change the physical energy surrounding that thought immediately, but you'll start to change them immediately.
It's a baby steps. If you got to take baby steps,
that's right.
And the first thing you say is, "I'm not a problem."
Yeah,
I don't have a problem. I'm creating the problem, or rather, the problem is not something that's happening to me. I'm creating it.
Exactly.
So when you stop creating it, then you start creating solutions and love and laughter and light.
Yeah. Well, it's what you were talking about, having that passion, and going back to that, you have to practice and first create the skills in your life to have the skill set to be able to let go and let passion flow. It's really the same thing with everything that we do in our lives. Spirituality is not something that people go, okay, I'm going to be spiritual today. I'm going to be a more spiritual person. Well, we are spirits. We are spirits, and we're walking around in this vehicle of this physical body. And so just knowing that we're spirits, we already are spiritual. And so it's a matter of practicing just the awareness of that on a daily basis. And we were laughing earlier about that idea of I'm perfect right now.
Yeah.
I'm perfect just like I am.
I am, and I'm in an ever-increasing state of awareness. It's like we look at stars and forget the space.
Yeah.
And the space is just as beautiful.
And bigger.
And bigger, lots bigger.
It's like, what's in that space? All these possibilities, well, right?
I've been reading Leo Hartong. Maybe you're familiar with his fine work.
Awakening
to the Dream. It's about non-duality and that sort of thing. And so my mind is increasingly about that subject.
Well, and that's, in the first hour when I'm talking about spirituality and sexuality, I think sometimes people really have trouble dealing with those concepts of non-duality. So we have to start with saying, okay, right now in our Western culture, we've had this monotheism, right? Which is this male god figure.
Patriarchal society.
And so at some point, we have to bring in the feminine aspect to that so we can marry these two things together. And then at some point, once they are married, then you see that there is non-duality there, that it's unified. It's this unified whole. And that's big, and it's exciting.
You have to break out of the me against the world or us against them mentality that is so pervasive, and that's the biggest problem in duality, is that you're pitting yourself against something rather than flowing with all, which is beautiful. And I know that sounds sort of it's not a great way to say that, but you know what I mean.
Well, but yeah, I kind of look at it like it always sounds, when you say it, a little bit trite, or gee, that sounds so easy, but really the solution to war on a global scale starts with just you and me, just us sitting here together. It really starts with me inside myself. When I can get along with my own self and embrace my own self, then the next thing I can do is accept you exactly as you are and embrace you. That's the beginning of it. So it's about individuals instead of about countries. Countries are made up of individuals and ideas. And when we face off against each other, as long as I believe that my ideas are right and that yours are wrong because they're different, there will never be peace within that.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be, I have my ideas, you have yours, and there's probably a lot of truth in both of them, and there's probably a lot of blockage of the truth in both of them, and we'll work through that as long as we kind of accept that both of these energies are there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alan Watts, a very profound writer and thinker, said, we can either recognize that this is differentiated unity, not, or unified differences.
Mm-hmm.
It's differentiated unity. It's not unified.
I like that.
And that's the thing people have to realize. It's not you against the world.
I like that a lot. That's a really good concept, and a good way to lead into another song, I think, by you, because
okay.
I love your music and want people to hear as much of it as possible. Do you want to play something for us live?
I do.
Okay.
I think I do. I hope I do. This is a song I'm just kind of still working on, but it's about my girlfriend's dog, Rogan, and he's really sweet. And speaking about differentiated unity, I'm trying to get in touch with my inner dog.
I love that.
So let's give it a shot.
Let's go.
I want to just get a little bit of it anyway. I'm gonna tune this thing too while I'm at
it. Tune it up while he's tuning it up. I'll tell you that you should go see him with Charlie Pride this weekend in Biloxi, Mississippi. That's on the 5th at 8:00. He'll be with Charlie Pride at the Hard Rock Casino in Biloxi, Mississippi. I'll give
yes.
you some more dates in a minute.
Okay.
All in a dog's work. Pounds of freight, floor on the floor, jerk. Open the doggone gate. I'm in a tailspin, barking up wrong trees. Birds have it made in the shade of a leafy seas. Teach me to sit. Teach me to heal. I wanna chase the spinning wheel. Teach me to beg. Teach me to sing. Somehow you laugh the most when I do my own thing. Teach me to heal. I wanna chase the spinning wheel. Teach me to bang. Teach me to sing. Somehow you laugh the most when I do my own thing.
Progress.
Yeah.
I'll do one more chorus.
You teach me to stay, teach me to feel stillness inside the hub of the wheel. Somehow, low to the ground, stop on a dime. Somehow I am the best when I live on your time.
Huh.
I love it.
It's getting there.
Well, what's great about that is people listening to this can hear the process and the way that you fashion things and the way that it changes. And when they hear it recorded, it'll be a little different from that even.
It'll be fun to compare and contrast.
Yeah, I know. Well, and speaking of fun to compare and contrast, we've just blown through an hour so fast, I can't even believe it. And hopefully slide in one more song from, let's see, the Ho Chi Minh, God is a Flower. Is that off of Tierra
Del
Gato?
The first record in 2001.
Toten Leader.
Yes,
Toten
songs
Leader.
About death.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so, yeah, we've got to get everything that we can get in here, all of the deep subjects that we possibly can squeeze into an hour. We've done it. So please check out Reggie Roofer. He will also be on June 26th at Pearl. Is that in
Pearl's in Fort Worth. Dance Hall.
And on July 12th, and at Pearl, you'll be with your brother Chad.
And yeah, Randy Brown will be the featured singer that night. So Chad and I will be backing him, basically.
Okay. And then on July 22nd at the newly renovated Kessler, and that is in Dallas in Oak Cliff. And that's a really cool place. And Reggie will just be there acoustic in the front room. A real treat. Be sure and go see him and check out his website. ReggieRoofer.com is soon to come. And that last name is spelled R-U-E-F-F-E-R. Reggie Roofer. You can find links to his music in the show notes on NakedVibes.com, including the cool demo version of the song Hymn, which can only be found on the CD that comes with Heaven the Novel. This last song is God is a Flower. Reggie, thank you so much for taking your time to come and do this with me today.
Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun, and we did cover a lot of ground. I hope we covered it intelligently, or at least with love.
And you'll have to come back again, because we can blow through a lot of subjects that are pretty deep pretty fast.
We can try.
That's right. Okay, here is God is a Flower from the Ho Chi Minh.
And
This show is sponsored by Rocket U and Kimberly's Rhythmic Movement Meditations. You'll find a link in the show notes on nakedvibes.com for those rhythmic movement meditations so that you can learn how to better shift your energy, so that you can transition from fear into more courage, so that you can solve problems, have better relationships, and move into more creative, energetic, productive living. Also, be sure to get your free download of the Instant Ignition Worksheet in the show notes on nakedvibes.com. It's got some exercises and other tidbits to help you reduce stress immediately in any circumstance and create more energy and vitality. Just enter your email for the download and you'll get immediate access. And you'll get exclusive access to tools for shifting your energy that I only share with my subscribers. You have the freedom to be naked and unashamed about who you truly are. Stand in the truth, love big, and you are aligned with the greatest power in the universe. I'm Kimberly Kane, and this is Naked Vibes.